I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me today on It's a Good Life. I'd like for you to take your Bibles today, and I hope you use your Bibles as I come to you on the radio in John chapter 8. We're going to look at John chapter 8 and verse 44 in just a moment. I want to talk to you about the biggest liar in the world. But first, let me invite you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. Now, when you look at that website, you'll be able to look at some or hear some of the sermons I have preached in the past. But there's a place on there also where you can go and leave prayer requests. And I want to share those request with the Lord on your behalf. I want to pray with you that your prayers might be answered. You might be having a difficult time with the economy. You may have a health problem. There may be something that you just need prayer about. Just share that with me on that website. That's lrwm.org. Or you can write me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Today, let's look at John chapter 8 and verse 44. Jesus said this, "Ye are of your father the devil." That's pretty strong words, isn't it? "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." Now, I've met a lot of big liars in my lifetime. But the biggest liar I have ever met is the devil. And this is whom Jesus was speaking of in our text. He is a liar and the father of it. I want to point out a couple of things to you today about the biggest liar in the world. The first thing, the devil says this, there is no devil. The devil wants you and me to think there is no devil, and many people today believe his lie and make fun of anyone who does believe in him. Billy Sunday, a great preacher of the word many years ago, said this, "I know there is a devil for two reasons. First, the Bible declares it, and second, I have done business with him." Yes, you see, there is a devil. Don't believe his lie. Matthew 25:41 says, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye accursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Hebrews 2:14 says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil." Now, if there is no devil, why did Jesus constantly proclaim, and why does the Bible constantly proclaim that there is a devil? James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." The devil is a liar. The first lie he tries to tell people is this, there is no devil. And secondly, the devil will say this, the Bible is not the word of God. The devil said to Eve back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, he said to Eve, "Yea, hath God said?" Now he put doubt in Eve's mind about God's word, about what God had said. Don't believe his lie. The Bible is God's word. Mark 13:31 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." John 12:48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day." Now there's many other scriptures that bear out the truth that the Bible is the word of God. But one of the devil's biggest lies is that the Bible is not God's word. Don't you believe it? And here's one for you. The devil will say, "You're not so bad." Now, he wants you to think that you are a good person. Don't believe his lie. God says, all are bad. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." In other words, the Lord hath laid on Jesus. God laid on Jesus our iniquity. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Don't believe the lie when the devil comes along and says, "You're not so bad." That's a lie. And then we see that the devil says this, "God is too good to send anyone to hell." Now, he has multitudes of people believing this lie. Don't believe it. There is a hell, and many are going there. Psalm 9:17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." It says in the Bible, "The fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." God is too good to send anyone to hell, the devil says. But yet, the Bible says there will be many there. Another lie of the devil is this: you won't be able to hold out as a Christian. Have you ever thought that? Has the devil ever come to you and said, "You won't be able to hold out"? Well, that's simply not true, because let me read you something from the Word of God. John 6:37 says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Jude 24 says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." You see, it's not a question of you holding out. It's a question of God holding you. And the Bible tells us over and over again that God has you. You are in his hand. He is controlling you as a Christian, in the sense that he controls you by the eternal life that he gives you. He controls your eternal destiny by giving you the eternal life through Jesus Christ. The devil says you won't be able to hold out as a Christian. Well, that's another lie of the devil. And then the devil says there is too much to give up to become a Christian. Now, this is one of the biggest lies that he tells. Just think of what we get when we get saved. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 32, the Bible says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how much shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" God wants to give us things. He wants to bless us. And a lot of times we just don't receive those blessings because, first of all, we don't ask him. We must go to him faith believing that he is able to give us those things, faith believing that he is a rewarder for them who seek him diligently. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, the devil wants to confuse everyone. He wants to tell you all of these lies so that you will never trust him or never trust the Lord as your Savior. And finally, we see that the devil says you have plenty of time to get saved. Now, all of these are big lies that don't believe this. You may not have another minute. Trust in Christ and be saved now. The Bible says in Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. There's many verses about this in James chapter 4 and verse 14. The Bible says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised tomorrow. Therefore, we need to make sure of today that we trust Jesus as our Savior. Do you know Him today as your Savior? If you can't say beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm saved and on my way to heaven, you need to trust Christ today. Ask Him into your heart. For as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Jesus wants to save you right now. Right where you're at, bow your head. Ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin. Tell Him you're sorry. Ask Him to save you so you can go to heaven. Father, I pray for those listening. I pray for that lost soul today, that that person may receive Jesus as Savior. Help them, Lord, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the devil is a liar and You are the truth. Help them to realize that You are the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray for that saved person today, Lord. May You strengthen them. Help them to be strong. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today that you will grow strong in the Lord and that you will know Him and the fullness of His power. I'd like for you to write me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Or look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. I want to pray for you today. Go to that website, fill out the little box there about prayers, and I'll join you in prayer in asking the Lord to save you or to help you as a Christian. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. You can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.